deep right. It is back. Soto back. Out of here.
Isn't that great?
Oh, yes. I love that. That's fantastic. He's the best in the business. He is Jeff Levering. We're trying to figure out if we can do a simulcast where he does radio and TV for every single game.
Please.
That would be the best for everybody. Mm-hmm. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great. Great to talk with you on the radio now. I saw both of your faces earlier today inside the WCMJ studio. So great to see you and great to chat with you.
Jeff, when you scream like that, what is that like to see in person?
Yeah. Are you talking about on the line or just me saying hello to you guys? Those moments are always so fun, right? And you try and meet the moment as exciting as it is. And, you know, I go back to the back-to-back home runs in the 24 wild card series in game number 3 against the Mets. And I think I blew my aorta in that game. So if that is the top, then I know that I have some other levels that I can reach. But it's always exciting. Those moments are always fun. And that comeback in particular on that day for that walk-off home run from Isaac Collins was really special. It was the day after all the flooding had happened in the area. And to have as many people in the ballpark as there were to enjoy that game and to see that comeback in the middle of the 14-game winning streak, just always fun.
Oh, we played it so many times. It's
over
so good.
And over.
There's
so
some
good.
Really bad announcers, I'll tell you what. After I hear, you know, Jeff, and then I go to another game, I'm like, who is this guy, you know?
You're jaded. That's all
mm-hmm,
I'm telling
I
you.
Am.
That's
jaded.
True.
I want
You're
Jeff.
To us.
And unbiased. We're completely unbiased. Hey,
of
Jeff,
course.
So
yeah.
Spring training truck has departed for Arizona. It's probably there. Most of the players have arrived in Arizona. Pitchers and catchers will actually start doing their thing in a couple days. When do you go to Arizona, and what does spring training like and mean for a broadcaster?
So I leave for spring training 1 week from tomorrow. Pitchers and catchers report tomorrow, which is great. And then the first full workout will be, I believe, on the 17th. So, I mean, baseball's here. Our first game is next Saturday, the 21st. We'll have it for you on the flagship station, too, in the Brewers Radio Network. So we're fired up, and we're ready to go. And once football season ends, I mean, I was outside today wearing shorts because it felt so nice, and I'm just trying to inject some spring into Wisconsin right now. So for me, for spring training, for me, it is more along the lines of getting to know the players, some of the new faces that are joining the organization, and reacquainting myself with the other ones. So that's the biggest thing for me, in terms of broadcasting. It's, maybe I need an inning or something to get the football and the basketball season off my body and then get back into baseball mode. But after about the second inning, I feel pretty good about where I am broadcast wise. And it's just telling stories and getting to know the players the best I can.
Jeff Levering, Brewers broadcaster, with us on WTMJ. So Jeff, we're very excited about this because we know the theme nights for the year. Star Wars night, Bark at the Park, Boy Band night. Julia's
yes.
very excited about that.
Hello Kitty night, John.
Oh, I'm excited about that.
And Paw Patrol Day, too. Don't forget about
yes!
Paw Patrol Day.
You get a lunchbox. I think that's a lunchbox giveaway on Paw Patrol Day.
I did a Marvel Day, like a superhero day one night. Yeah, it's so
totally.
Fun.
The theme nights are always fun.
Boy
They're always
night.
Fun. And when you buy your tickets, you get the special theme night ticket package, which comes away with the giveaway that not everybody gets unless you get the ticket package along with it. Then the gate giveaways are coming back, the bobbleheads and all that.
Yes.
Those will be released tomorrow. And single game tickets go on sale pretty soon, too. So
Thursday.
I mean, this is the time to be a big Brewers fan right now and make sure you can pick and choose the game.
Yeah,
that you
buy
want
it
to go
now.
To.
I love what the Brewers do. They do this the right way with the theme days. And by the way, they are one of the first in the league to have so many different theme days. Jeff, when you're a broadcaster and you're up in the booth and you look out and it's Star Wars Day, Star Wars Night, and everybody's dressed up like, you know, a stormtrooper or Luke Skywalker, what's it like as a broadcaster when you look out into the bowl and our incredible Brewers fans are all decked out?
Well, it's really fun, especially because when behind me, if I'm on the radio that day, we'll have Kent that's dressed up, probably like Chewbacca, and then Lane's got like some Darth Maul costume on. So, I mean, that's always fun. But it is really cool. And the way that our video department gets into it by putting the special names of the visiting players up on the video board and then coming up with fun names for Christian Yelich or for Bryce Tarang or whatever it is. They do a great job with the graphics, and they make you feel like you're a part of the night. They totally get into the theme. So it is fun, and we tell bad jokes, and that's just part of the name of the game, and we just try and fully immerse ourselves in whatever the night is.
How often do your kids get out to the ballpark for home games, Jeff?
They come out, I mean, they're a little older now, so we got 11 years old and 8 years old. They typically come to the weekend day games. Sundays are big at the ballpark, which is great, because usually I'm hitting the road and going out of town, so it's my last opportunity to see them. But they try and come whenever they can, right? So day games are really big, midweek day games, and then once the summer hits, they'll pick a couple of games to come to at night as well.
So the Brewers give away a bunch of infielders. I shouldn't say give away. The Brewers trade away a bunch of infielders, get some arms back. Can you talk about the strategy the franchise needs to use because of the size of our franchise and the great job that Matt Arnold does?
The thing is that the team has been so competitive for the last decade, right? Since I've come aboard as a broadcaster, it's been nothing but winning seasons with the exception of two. So the organization has done such a great job of being competitive every single year. And sometimes that means making tough trades, like trading a Freddy Peralta, who everybody's going to miss in that clubhouse. Everybody's going to miss seeing him take the mound every fifth day. Or even a Caleb Durbin, who became a fan favorite last season. But in terms of the trade yesterday with the Red Sox, you get a couple of young arms that are controllable within your organization. You're not going to have to pay them a bunch of money in free agency until after the year 2030. So you get those controllable arms, which is outstanding. You get another kid who was in the organization prior in David Hamilton. So the Brewers know him very well, traded him to the Red Sox originally for Hunter Renfroe. So you have some familiarity there too. And it's also the infield is a position of depth within the organization. They're very high on Jesus Mate, of course, who's a 18-year-old kid who's going to be in Double-A to start the season. Cooper Pratt's another young kid that could be coming up and being a big leaguer at some point. So you're dealing from a position of strength when you trade a guy like Caleb Durbin.
What have you heard about the Miz? How's he doing?
I'm assuming he's doing great, probably launching fireballs from his arm as we speak as we're getting ready to go in Arizona. But the way that he finished the season so strong against the Dodgers in the playoffs and what he did against the Cubs in the postseason as well, I think the sky's the limit for this kid. He got his first taste of the big leagues. I mean, he was named an all-star after 5 appearances in the major leagues. That has never happened in the history of baseball. So his rocket ship ascended very quickly. He had the injury, had to come back a little slower than I think he would have liked to, but I feel like this kid is just scratching the surface of what his potential is going to be.
Oh, I agree. He said that at a fundraiser event for Parkinson's research. He was interviewed about his performance, and he said, "I was most proud of how I did in the playoffs, that I could come, that I could meet that moment." So the sky's the limit.
Sure, and you think about it too, Julia. It's not necessarily how you start, but how you finish. And that's the lasting impression that everybody has of him. And he dominated against the Dodgers in that day game. Maybe just ran out of gas there at the end, but he was so sensational. And I think those are the things that you hang on to as a fan. It's not how you started, but how you finish.
Who pays for dinner if it's you, Grindle, and The Rock?
You know, we will take turns. We will always take turns. It's not, you know, one guy's going to pick up the bill, and then we will always take turns. There's not a credit card roulette game, even though that is kind of fun, where you just throw everybody's credit card in, and then the waiter or the waitress will pick the right credit card, and that person's stuck with the bill. That is a fun game, meant for smaller parties, not larger parties. unless you get deep pockets.
Yeah, exactly.
But we will always take turns picking up tabs.
I wanted to ask you also about the dynamic between the radio broadcasters and the TV broadcasters. You're very dynamic, so you do both. But what's the camaraderie like between the radio guys and the TV guys? Are you with each other a lot? Do you see each other a lot? What's that like?
That's the beauty of being in the Brewers organization. It's not like this everywhere. There can be some, well, we're TV guys and you guys are radio guys, and there's no mixing and matching, but we're all friends. Everybody in the broadcast team is great. Pre-game show, post-game show, radio broadcast, TV broadcast, everybody hangs out together. We sit by each other on the plane. We do quote-unquote family dinners together a lot when we're on the road. Because we are each other's family during the course of the season. You know, I affectionately call Lane my work wife because I see him more than my own wife a lot. And he would call me the same thing.
Ashley's a lot cuter than Lane.
No, I agree with that. But no, it's great. We all get along great. And the fact that I go back and forth between TV and radio these days, it is a lot of fun. All I have to do is make sure I know I'm wearing the right thing and what booth to show up. Yeah, but the personalities and the friendships are equally outstanding between both sides.
He's the best in the business. He's Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering. For more information on all the cool Brewers theme nights, when tickets go on sale, it's brewers.com. Thank you so much, Jeff.
You got it, guys. Take it easy. We'll see you soon.